Hey, yo, Tony, you said my ma, my own mother, that her gabagoo was fangoo, you motherfucker.
Hey, boy, shut up, you motherfucker. I'm watching the motherfucking Yankees, you fuck.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No disrespect to the Yankees, baby. 27 rings, fucking fuckface.
But her gabagoo was very bad, Paulie.
Hey, whoa, hey! You're breaking my heart! You're breaking my balls! Frankie, come break Tony's legs for me, you fuck!
Oh, jeez, boys, I'm trying to listen to Pool Boys here, you motherfuckers. Can you shut up?
Pool Boys?
Yeah, it's a podcast. It's a funny content with great sport takes, you know? And it comes on every Thursday, not Fridays!
You go again. Oh.
Whoa, that makes me want to give up one of my rings to watch it right now, you fuck.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, come on, hey, you go watch your mouth. You motherfucker. Oh,
hey, you rat bastard, watch your mouth.
Oh, you fuck you.
Guys, episode 18. Let's go, guys. Mel, how are you doing this lovely 11:40 Thursday night?
I am very tired. I've been up since 6 o'clock.
Same.
Not great.
Yeah. The good thing for me though, I got a nice sleep last night. I fell asleep at like 11, so I'm feeling kind of energized.
I fell asleep at 2 watching anime on my phone.
Ah, so you're pretty, all right. That's cool.
I'm turning into what the kids call a loser. Now it is.
I think they say a weeaboo.
Weeaboo.
Don't say it. I don't want edit work. I just want this to be a clean podcast, not a lot of editing work, because I want to go to sleep right after this.
Clean, fun-filled podcast. Okay. Yeah. So what happened?
We're not saying.
Oh, hey now, friend. Oh. Hey now.
No, sorry, hey. I got lost.
Hey now. Come on.
All right, so we have some pretty big stuff in the sports news world, Mel, because we're a sports news world podcast, and this is the kind of stories we like to hear.
And for the first time in forever, mm-hmm. a little frozen quote right there. I know every topic on the list,
besides my one rant that's going to be coming later.
Eh, I can get the gist of it.
Yeah, I'll give you that. All right, so starting us off, Kevin Durant got injured last night, Wednesday night, and I am not a fan of that.
I can see how it scares you the most, even though you guys probably aren't going to get him.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
Well, we are going to get him, you idiot. Idiot. We are going to, because with these cases, it's guaranteed we're going to get him. It's Kyrie we don't know what we're going to get.
I don't know. I don't think this affects the Warriors at all. It shouldn't affect them because they're that much of a better team than the Rockets, I think.
Oh, but the Rockets did beat them twice at home. Now the Rockets are down 3-2, they head to the Houston. If they get a win in Houston, I think there's some Warriors coming in Golden State, because if they don't have Kevin Durant, Curry's unreliable at some points. Klay Thompson's unreliable. You're not going to rely on Draymond Green. So,
You think Draymond Green's an overrated player?
But he's been overrated forever now. He won one defense play a year, and he shouldn't have won, because I think Danny Davis or someone else should have won it that year. Kawhi Leonard should have won it that year. He's been overrated his whole career.
What's the value of him? I don't...
He's big and starts fighting, he starts fights.
He's a good defensive player. You don't say he's not a good defensive player.
No, I never said he wasn't a good defensive player. I just thought he was just overrated. It should have been Kawhi won the year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I could see that. I think Kawhi should just win it every year.
Yeah. And Kevin Durant, it scared me, because I thought if that was an Achilles injury, not a mild calf injury, I was like, that would have been the end of us.
I saw, I don't know if it was Woj, but I was like, he said it may have been a torn Achilles. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, that would have been the worst. That was the worst case scenario, because he was non-contact. No one knew what kind of injury it could have been. Non-contact could have been ACL, Achilles. That would have been terrible.
I have a little theory. I think it might be a little bit worse than they're saying it is, but they're just saying that. So, I mean, it doesn't. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say or not?
Yeah, because they do it with Joel Embiid all the time. They said, oh, he has diarrhea. Oh, he has asthma. It's always a knee problem.
So Joel Embiid is just fucking out of shape.
Yeah, he's just fat. He saw the thing that he eats like nonstop Chick-fil-A all the time.
Yeah, I also saw this other thing. It was like they bought nutritionists to like send to his house to like give him like apples and everything. Yeah, he doesn't need it.
Yeah, I mean that's goals. Him and Nikola Jokic are just goals in the NBA.
Jokic's just fat, man.
He's fat, but he uses it well. He knows his corners, just like me.
Move that weight, baby.
Mm-hmm. And other NBA news. Raptors, Sixers series. The Sixers just tied tonight. They destroyed the Raptors. But the reason we want to talk about the Raptors right now, Max Kellerman brought up interesting point. Kawhi is more clutch than Kobe. I have to agree at this point.
The way Stephen A. reacted would... I mean, I can see why they react like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Is he wrong?
Kawhi is... I don't know about clutch. Kobe has a lot of clutch shots, and you can't really look back at Kawhi's career and say, oh, that was clutch, that was clutch. I mean, I guess you can take defensive efforts. But Kawhi Leonard's a better player than Kobe Bryant at the end of his career.
Yeah, well, what do you mean, end of the career?
When Kawhi's done.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, everyone's better than Kobe Bryant at the end of his career. But, yeah... Kawhi is just better all around. He can play defense so much better. He's not the better scorer, but he can score very efficiently. Kobe's a little ishy-washy sometimes at best. But I never watched Kobe, so I really can't speak on this. But the best part, I don't know who else was on like that middle screen with them, but Max Kellerman was like, Kawhi has way more clutch moments than Kobe. And the guy in the middle screen was like, name one. And like, Max Kellerman's eyebrows raised like, well, that's not the point.
I mean, he's kind of all he had to say was when the Spurs played the Heat in the finals when Kawhi locked down LeBron. That was pretty clutch.
Yeah. Kawhi is definitely is definitely ahead of Kobe and Michael status.
I think it's not even close. I mean, maybe the numbers for offense would be there for Kobe because he literally took every shot in the last few. Not the last few years, like basically in the last 10 years of his career when Shaq left.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, it's really just Kawhi.
Yeah, I don't know. This GOAT conversation is just stupid. Who's better? It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, why does it matter right now? Because Kawhi's playing, Kobe's not, so whatever.
You know the one person who really doesn't care about this is?
Michael Jordan.
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
You can just put his laugh into this right now.
Yeah. I don't know why I tried doing it, but I could just done it. For some reason, I just did the Kawhi NBA intro impression. Not impression, laugh.
You did like a mixture of Kawhi and Goofy.
That was the Kawhi NBA intro laugh.
Oh, the... Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Other stuff going on in the NBA playoffs. Mel, you got out on the Celtics at the right time because those Celtics P-frickin' you.
Oof, someone opened up the window.
Paul Pierce just farted all over the Celtics right there. P-U.
Oof.
Brother.
Nasty.
Brother, that team stinks right there. Giannis and Tuca Kakumbo just put his penis on top of all of them. He rung that BJ bell. And they all gave him a blowjob.
And when you think about it, at the end of the day, I mean, the Bucks were a way better team than the Celtics were.
Yeah, no shit. The Bucks had 60 wins.
This is weird. Like, Brad Stevens has done such a great job with the Celtics every year he's been there. What the hell is wrong with it this year?
Kyrie Irving. You said it. Kyrie Irving. He's the problem.
I guess so.
I don't want him on my Knicks anymore. He's a cancer. I know what Kyrie Irving calling up LeBron in the middle of the season. Yeah, it's hard being the number one option. That's just terrible.
Yeah, when you look back at that, it was kind of a bad moment. Yeah. That was like, what, like 60 games in the season?
That was like January, I think.
I know, it was definitely more than halfway through the season.
No, I think it was very early. It might have been December.
Yeah. either way, you don't like to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see the stories that come out. Like, the people in the locker room really didn't like it.
Yeah. Marcus Smart was like, it's bullshit what he said, but Marcus Smart was like, everyone's saying that Kyrie's not a good leader. That's BS. Kyrie's a terrible leader.
He's definitely not. That's the thing, like, he doesn't have to be the leader. I feel like Marcus could have been the leader of that team, or Horford,
or Morris.
Morris.
Yeah. Basically, anyone could beat up Gordon Hayward, and not to be racist, but Gordon Hayward also a problem with that team.
He started to be. He was okay off the bench. I mean, but you didn't get him to play bench minutes, honestly.
Yeah. It really sucks to happen to him. He was such a good player.
I think he just needs to go back to a small market, honestly, where he can just do whatever he wants.
That's true.
I think going to Boston really hurt him.
Yeah, but, well,
I'm
trying to defend my Butler boys here, right?
I can even think about it. I don't think it hurt him. I think if you ask anyone in Boston right now, like, who's, like, second best player on the team, let's say Gordon Hayward.
I wonder why.
He had a
great game. It wasn't his fault. It was those other people on the team, the other ones.
He was well received. The other ones, Baines? No, it wasn't Baines. No, not Baines.
Was it Tice? No, it wasn't half Tice's fault.
Yeah, Vuselli, you swallow your tongue, son.
I can know a place where I want to put my tongue in for Vuselli. Ho!
Ooh, woo! Get a tongue full of meat, baby.
Oh, what?
Butter them buns.
Yeah. The other series, Denver, Portland. Denver's winning right now, I think. I wasn't really paying attention. It's halftime. I'm going to say Denver wins the series.
I say Portland ties it, but then Denver wins.
Yeah. Jokic, you already said Jokic's a big boy. You can't, he's not, if Canada's definitely going to stop him.
God.
If you really think about it, it's really sad what this Thunder team could do with trying to destroy his Cannon, because Cannon's the worst offender ever.
I think Cannon's underrated.
What was that? I just saw an ad, Metro T-Mobile. They saw a funny ad. They said we're covered by 99% of the United States, just like AT&T and T-Mobile. What?
Who has Metro?
Well, Metro's owned by TBS, whatever it's called.
Who is T-Mobile? I never see people with T-Mobile.
Yeah, the bro people. Only good people like me that Sprint.
And AT&T.
I hate AT&T. AT&T sucked.
It's awful. Yeah. Verizon's the best, but I feel it's most expensive.
I have Verizon as a TV thing. Cable. That's what it's called.
I think it's the best. You get the most channels for that.
I don't know if that's true. I think it's the same.
Well.
All right. That's all NBA news, playoff news. Kyrie... Get off my team. I told Liam my take now. I want Kemba instead of Kyrie. Or maybe James Butler.
That's a hot take. Wait, what?
James Butler, you put that team right in the shape.
So in other news, Jimmy, oh my God.
My.
Jimmy Butler is the biggest cancer you could have.
Yeah, but he'll put that team right in the shape. No bullshit.
You know what Jimmy Butler would be perfect?
What?
Clippers.
The Bulls? Oh, yeah, Clippers short. No, he ruined the... I don't want him going to the Clippers. That ruined the Clippers.
Oh, ruined... Patrick Beverley would beat the shit out of Jimmy Butler.
Oh, that'd be a good fight.
He gets out of line. Patrick Beverley and Lou Williams are pulling up on him.
Why is Robin Lopez doing a... What the fuck is this?
I told you this... I was talking to my brother about this. Yeah, Rob Zilla. I mean, I don't know why it's his brother who's in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. I like it. So, yeah, Mel, this is more of your topic. The Red Sox have a racial divide in the locker room. You can really talk about this one.
All the white players went to the White House.
Yeah.
And J.D. Martinez.
I can see why J.D. Martinez is, like, you know, American. So I can see that one.
Yeah, but he's Spanish.
Yeah, but he's American, so it's different.
I don't know. I think the people who went to the White House were just happy to be at the White House, not really to meet. That's the thing, like. I feel like
going to
the White House is going to the White House, not meeting the president.
Yeah, it's like I want to separate it. Like separate, I go to the White House and see the president. I'm just trying to separate it. But it makes sense why people don't want to go.
No, you know, I get why you don't want to go. You don't want to see a president.
Man, are you getting political on us?
No, I get it. But I mean, I think I think just going to the White House in general is an honor. You should go to the White House.
I think as a team, you should decide what you want to do as a whole, not as not a division, not dividing, especially when it's all white people against all minorities.
That's I think they should just be like, if you want to go to the White House, go. Don't have any judgments to anyone. Yeah. Like maybe because sometimes people, like, imagine being a person from coming from little to nothing. Next thing you know, you're in the White House. Like, I feel like that's special for some people, and you shouldn't really judge other people for wanting to do that.
Yeah, well, when your clubhouse leader, David Ortiz, is saying, I would never go to the White House with Donald Trump, I would maybe not go.
Well, yeah. People have different opinions. I can see why he doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
You want to know where you never see this problem, though?
Where?
Hockey.
That's true. Well, on the Predators...
All right, the Predators,
the Golden Knights,
the Flyers, wherever that Ward guy is, Joe Ward.
I don't know where he is.
Smith Pelly also.
So those teams, but other than that,
you don't see that problem in hockey.
Yeah.
See if the Bruins win the Stanley Cup.
I think you're close to problem.
All right. So we're talking about the Red Sox, talking MLB.
Well, how are your Red Sox doing right now?
That's your pretty.
It good. Doesn't matter how your Red Sox are doing because my fucking New York Mets are so fucking trash right now.
Go on, King.
All right, so.
Wait, I didn't hear what you were saying.
I said, say go on, King.
Telling you to go on. Talk to your Mets.
You're supposed to say, go on, King. You're the worst.
Go on, King.
Thank you. Oh, cracking the knuckles now. So.
Gus. Sorry, I just wanted to...
The New York Metropolitans. They are the worst team in baseball right now. Wanna know why they're the worst team in baseball, Mill? Because
why?
Their run... I don't know how... This is a couple days ago. Their run differential is the third worst in the MLB behind the Giants and the Marlins. Or had the Giants and the Marlins. That's terrible. That is terrible.
Just all.
Yeah. But you want to know what our record is since Friday, May 3rd, since the last day we recorded?
What is
that? We are 1-1. Oh, I have to do the math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait, 5? 1, 2, 3, 4. We are 1-5 since our last game, since we last recorded, man. Mail. And we score in those games 1 run, 3 runs, 2 runs, 0 runs, 6 runs, and 2 runs.
That is not good.
Not good. And to go a little before that, to go 2 games before that, we scored 1 run against the Cincinnati Reds and won that. And we scored 0 runs against the Cincinnati Reds, but Jerry LeGrand was pitching.
And did they pitch well?
Yeah. They gave 1 run, Jerry LeGrand. It's just, we are so bad right now. The only hope we have is Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil. Jeff McNeil would be leading the MLB batting average if it wasn't for fucking Cody Bellinger hanging over 400 right now. It's crazy what Cole Bellinger's doing. But yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Our team,
is he batting like 400? Yeah, he said he's batting 400.
Yeah. Our team is such a wreck right now, hitting-wise. Matt Rosario, who's actually doing good at hitting, that's not what he's supposed to be good at. He's supposed to be good at fielding, but he's checking the MLB and the errors.
Sorry, small dog. You got a little...
Full war right now?
Yeah, you're in a rant.
Yeah,
right now. We're in a rant.
Hope I'm on it this time, boys.
You're missing. He's in the middle of his
I'm
rant.
I'm in a rant right now.
But this is pool boys. I just hope I'm in it.
I know.
I hope I don't get cut.
It's tradition.
I hope I don't get cut.
Listen,
I've been getting cut recently.
You never get cut. What?
I think he just doesn't listen, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't.
All right, at least you guys subscribe at least.
Hey, this one, though, I'm going to
start. He says you guys subscribe.
This one, I will do a 5-star rating and...
He won't do any of that.
Yeah.
If I'm in it, if I hear myself in it.
Sorry, bro.
Alright.
Yeah, cool boy.
There's a Wallace.
Yeah, that was my favorite Melvin, Wally Melvin.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, back in the Mets, Jeff McNeil and Pete Alonso are our only hopes right now this season. Jacob McGraw's pitching good, which really annoys me. Noah Syndergaard, he pitched only one good game and they did good the other game. Steve Matson now injured. They put him on the 10-day DL. What else happened?
Oh, yeah. Vargas is good.
What?
Vargas is good.
Vargas is not doing good, actually. He's not pitching it right now. He lost his last game against Milwaukee. He's getting a day off now.
Jeez.
But yeah. And we had to trade for a guy named Wilmer Font because Steve Matz got injured, so we had to trade for him. He was on the Rays last season. But yeah.
Maybe trade for Dallas Keuchel.
Sign
Dallas Keuchel. Yeah, sign.
Yeah. I mean, I would too.
You guys
have
money.
Yeah, we do have. I don't know if we have money or not, but we do have. We could sign him. But the thing is that so Mel, believe it or not, the Mets have another rivalry.
Oh my God!
So this week's on Mets rivalries, it happened with Pete Alonso and Chris. What's his name? Fuck. What's his name? Well,
Davis.
No.
Sale.
No. Padres pitchers.
Oh, the really good one.
Yeah. Chris Yag, I think it is.
I know it's something weird.
Yeah. Oh, this would have been a great time for Wally to come in. Chris Paddock. Yeah, Chris Paddock. So, both Pete Alonso and Chris Paddock, they're going really good this season. Chris Paddock did not win Rookie of the Month. Pete Alonso did. And Chris Paddock got very mad about it, and he went off with the media.
Really? He got mad?
Yeah, he got mad at it because he didn't win Rookie of the Month. Like, fuck off. It's the Rookie of the Month. The award means nothing.
Not something I want my ace to be doing.
Yeah. So he got mad about it because Pete Alonso beat him. So Pete Alonso, they versed each other in the first game of the series. Pete Alonso got struck out twice. Not good. He won the rivalry. But then the second day, Pete Alonso hits a home run that got us the win. But the Mets fans on Twitter were like treating it like it was like the best thing ever. That really annoyed me.
There you go. Where there the Mets fans go again.
That it really annoyed me. And it was like, oh yeah, we shut up, Chris Paddock. We showed you there. No, we didn't. He beat us the first day, and then you know what really annoyed me? When Paddock struck out Pete Alonso twice, I saw someone on Mets Twitter say, "Well, he's in a slump right now, so it's not really nothing to be proud of." I bet the next day you're like, "Oh my God, Chris Paddock, he sucks. Pete Alonso's the best." That really annoyed me.
Yeah, I said this, but okay.
I mean, no, what you're saying is different. You're saying that Mets fans get hyped over new players being good. That's every team now. I don't think you understand that.
No, I don't think. You know, I think I figured out. You know what I found out?
What?
I think I just get annoyed because I follow you on Twitter and I just always see Mets fans' reactions. I think I found out that was my gripe.
Probably. Because it makes no sense because your Red Sox do the same thing all the time.
I know.
You guys probably bought freaking white horse head just for your new player.
There's a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Yankee fans deal with all the time with their new Yankee players.
Wait, I have one Mets question.
What?
There is a Corey Oswalt on your 40-man roster. Is related to Roy Oswalt.
No idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea.
6'5", 250. Wow. Big boy.
Is that really that big? It's very 12, 15, he's very lanky, probably.
12-15 ERA.
Yeah, he's not good. But yeah, that's my Mets rant. The Mets are just a terrible team. We have 3 games in Miami. We're versus Miami now for the next 3 games.
Hey, and when you sweep them, you
we get need over a 500. We need to sweep because it's Wheeler pitching. I'm gonna say DeGrom pitches the next game because we have a day off today, and then it's gonna be Syndergaard. So we have 3 of our best pitchers gone.
Wow, I have not been paying attention. The Phillies are playing really good.
Yeah, but it's Bryce Harper's just not doing good though. That's it. Do you want to go off of your Bryce Harper rant? Joey Gallo, Bryce Harper?
I mean, I've been saying this since last year. Bryce Harper's just a kind of better hitting Joey Gallo. Yeah,
Bryce Harper just hits singles a little bit more.
I mean, Joey Gallo's a beast. I don't worry about
that. Him and Josh Bell and the Pirates, they both hit monster home runs. Josh Bell went on the base, and Joey Gallo's like, yeah, we really are strong, huh? That's pretty funny.
Whoa! What? Joey Gallo's been 264 this year.
Yeah, I know. I remember. I was like, wow, he's actually not doing bad. He just hits a lot of home runs.
If he just learns how to control his power, then he'll be a
decent. If he just hit home runs and doubles all the time, he'd be best.
Honestly. Mm-hmm.
But what's going on? Him having 100 home runs before he has 100 singles is just a ridiculous thing to think.
That's so funny.
How is that even possible?
It doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't.
I'll never forget that stat that he has more home runs than he does singles.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'll never forget.
Oh, yeah.
Are we off MLB? Yeah, any more things?
Nothing big. Oh, Mike Fiers got a no-hitter. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you want to throw a no-hitter, just go to the Athletics.
Yeah, they're known for throwing no-hitters like Dosbury.
And Sean Manaea last year.
Yeah, that was a PMT joke.
Also, oh, wait, I just got that.
Yohan Santana also got a no-hitter. That was cool.
Huh?
Never forget, Yohan Santana, perfect no-hitter. That was a perfect game.
Only the Mets player.
Yeah. There was like a thing that came out, like, every team's no-hitters, and it was just like, Yohan Santana is like the only one.
What happened to Yohan Santana?
He just wasn't good on the Mets, like every other player we signed.
But he was good.
He was good for like the first year or two, and other than that, it was just terrible. It never worked out.
Didn't he get hurt?
Yeah, he was always hurt. Everyone gets hurt on our team.
I mean, I guess shout out to JD hit his 200.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was cool. That was cool.
JD's so good. He's so good, man.
Is he as good as my JD? I don't think so.
Who's your JD?
JD Davis.
Yes. Yes.
No, he's not.
He's so good.
Oh, my JD could be Jacob deGrom. Suck it.
But no, I mean, he's so good, but like, he's not going to be on the team next year. It sucks.
JD Davis not going to be in the Mets next year? Wow.
Shut up. But, yeah, JD's not going to be on the Mets. Not going to be on the Red Sox next year. Yeah. God damn it.
I mean, do you guys really need him?
I would like him. I would like to have him on.
He's like your guy having, like, really good, you like a guy that has really good power because he's, like, your only power hitter in your team. Makes sense.
I mean, Michael Chavis is pretty much a power hitter, too. I don't know.
Is that the Ice Horse? Ice Horse?
I mean, Mitch Moreland's pretty good, too. I'm not going to say
he's not. He's known for his doubles, though, not his home runs.
Is Yoda Cespedes coming back anytime soon?
I think it might be June or July. Because they said when they got the surgery, it was going to be May to June. And I haven't heard anything good about it, so I'm going to say July.
If you really think about it, there's no player better in the world than Mets Yoan Cespedes.
Oh, that 2015 run, he should have won MVP on that run just alone.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why is he's so good with you guys, but he just gets hurt.
Yeah, it sucks. It really does. He is, like, it's not even Yoan Cespedes Mets. It's Yoan Cespedes healthy. He's just really good. Like, you guys had him for half a season.
Every time when I see you guys, when he's playing for you guys, he just raises. He hits home runs.
He hits home runs. I remember telling you the stat. He played two games last year. He came back from injury before he got the two double heel injury. He had two home runs in those games.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
All right. Let's get the hobby thoughts. Your Bruins, they are really good.
The Bruins are fucking amazing.
Yeah, they just shoved the cock right up the Hurricanes' ass after they shoved the cock right up the Stingers' ass.
5-2 victory without one of 5-2 victory without basically our best defenseman playing because he got suspended for a hit that he probably should have got suspended for more games.
Chara,
they beat up on the Columbus Jackets. I mean, once they took control,
that was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. I was paying attention to that series. It just wasn't good.
Once they took control in game four, was it game four?
Why are you asking me?
Yeah, it was game four. What was that? Yeah, game four. Once they took control, I knew it was over because they went on a 3-game win streak and won the series. But there's such a wagon. It's insane. And the funniest part, I mean, I'm not going to say their first line is not playing good because, I mean, Marchand and Pasternak do lead the team in scoring. But that's the thing, like, they lead the team in scoring, but they're not playing as well as they could be playing. So when they do take that step, which they probably did tonight because Marchand got a star and I'm pretty sure Bergeron got a star tonight, they're going to be unstoppable. I don't see any team in the West beating them. I don't see the Blues beating them. The Blues were in last place like 4 months ago, so they're a fluke right now. The Sharks are Sharks. Bears eat fish.
That one doesn't make sense.
Have you ever seen a bear during a hurricane? No, because bears hibernate. And they don't care about
hurricane season is during winter.
Because bears hibernate, and they don't care about hurricanes. The hurricane doesn't even wake them up. They're still sleeping, baby. So, I mean, who's stopping the Bruins? Tell me who's stopping us.
I don't know. Have you ever seen a bear destroy a saxophone? Because the blues. No, that joke didn't land. All right.
Nope.
On to the next one. On to the next one.
Also, Tuukka Rask is probably the best.
He is not one of the best.
Technically, he is one of the best playoff goalies of all time. If you look at the stats.
Yeah, but this series.
Huh?
This playoff run? No.
Yes, he is. He's the best goalie right now.
Man, the amount of goals I always like hear he gives up is not good.
He gives us some cheapies sometimes, but if you look at the stats, he technically is one of the best playoff goalies of all time. And this playoffs, he has. I don't have the stats on me right now, but I know he has like above 900 save percentage, and he has like a one something goal per game or whatever the hell it is. He's playing amazing.
Man, you could have said any stat, I would have been, that's right. That is true. That's true.
I know. Also, Brendan Carlos should probably win the Conn Smythe because of how great he's been playing.
By the way, I was not paying attention to anything you were saying during the hockey run. All I heard was Bruins, the Sharks are Sharks, Blues aren't that good, and that's it.
I always love to hear my other host not listening to me.
Oh, yeah, you do all the time to me, so. Is that everything in NHL mail?
Yep.
All right, so let's go to thoughts. As usual, you have one thought this week, so I'll let you go first.
One thought. Ready?
I have many thoughts. I don't hold myself one thought.
I thought you said only had two.
I said many, and I just came with a thought right now, so.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This one's actually a really good thought that could fix baseball.
All right.
Okay, so why can't they use that tennis technology? You know that tennis technology where they see if it hits the line or not?
Yeah.
Why can't they just use that for baseball when it's a foul ball?
Well, it doesn't really matter. If it's
it does.
Not really. I mean, it's only if it's a fair ball it matters.
Exactly.
Well, I mean.
Sometimes they can't tell if it's fair or not.
I mean, yes, they can, Liam. That's what the chalk is for.
Because I was watching the Cubs game, and they didn't know if it was fair or not.
It's not that hard to tell.
Alright.
Well, isn't it in tennis, like, it's just like a cartoon animation of what it could be?
No, it's what it was.
Yeah, but isn't it like a cartoon?
No, it's not. I mean, it's an animation. Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's what it was. Right, you know what? I guess this thought didn't work. You go.
Alright, I have three this week. Nobody fake laughs worse than women in porn. That's just a fact.
Fake laughs?
Fake laugh, like,
Gotcha. Yeah, you're right.
Like, I was watching this lesbian porn, and they were like, oh, your husband doesn't touch you enough, huh? And they're like, yeah. Like, and then I could touch you better. Like, that was the whole thought.
Mm-hmm.
They ate ass. All right, next thought.
Nothing like, what? I mean, yeah. A message to most people. If you're ever bored on, like, a Friday night, and you don't really feel like jerking off or anything, just watch porn videos. It's the most fun you ever have.
You only do it on Friday nights?
I have my Friday funny porn nights where I just watch porn.
I do it every night, but whatever.
I don't have time to do it every night.
I digress.
You're tired.
I think combined no-hitters are more impressive than regular no-hitters.
Nope.
Yeah? Because relief pitchers are so trash nowadays. Whenever a relief pitcher comes in, and somehow it doesn't give a hit, is pretty impressive.
It reminds me of a very annoying thing that Pete Abraham posted. Some of you probably don't know who the hell it is.
Did you just call me annoying?
No, Pete Abraham.
I think you just called me annoying.
Well, he's a Boston writer, and he said that Brandon Workman has a oh my god, Dame's going off.
That was Dame time.
He has a combined, like, 9 innings of 0 hits, and he... Like, he's a relief pitcher, but he has 9 innings of 0 hits. And
that's no hitter.
Tweeted out he has a no hitter, but no, he doesn't.
I appreciate it. I actually like that. That's a good take.
Next thought, because I don't think combined no hitters are even a thing.
Yeah, they are. What do you mean they're not a thing?
I don't think it's, yeah. Oh, it's Dame. I thought Dame was going to shoot that.
Yeah. All right, my last thought. I think David Wright should just be in the Hall of Fame.
Mets Hall of Fame.
No, regular Hall of Fame. I think he should. Because he was going to be in the Hall of Fame if he never got injured. Why should an injury stop you from being in the Hall of Fame?
Because what was gonna bring him to the Hall of Fame was his consistency.
And he never stopped being consistent. He was always consistent. It just an injury really screwed, it just stopped him being from playing.
Exactly.
So he should be in the Hall of Fame.
No.
Yes.
You get put, like, if you want to get put into the Hall of Fame for, like, I mean, he didn't play for a short amount of time. But for, like, a short, I would say, it's a short amount of time. Not your full career, but basically of how outstanding you were. Then you have to have, like, extremely record-breaking numbers.
Yeah, but I think just everything he did do and the time he did play was very, 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 very good. So just everything he did should be put him in the Hall of Fame.
That's the thing. If he was one of the most consistent players. So if he kept doing what he was doing throughout the rest of his career and didn't get hurt, then yes, he's in the Hall of Fame based on numbers alone. But since he was consistent but got hurt and wasn't able to bring up those numbers, then no, you can't be in the Hall of Fame.
Man, I just thought it was good. I saw him yesterday on SNY. He was doing an interview. I just felt bad, all right? That's all it was.
I don't know, but, like, I'm saying, like, because, like, the only person who got in the Hall of Fame because of a great period of time is Pedro Martinez.
David is better than Pedro.
He had, like, 8 great, like, record-breaking years, and that got him to the Hall of Fame.
I just want David Wright to be in the Hall of Fame. I just feel bad for him. He's just a genuine guy.
I think you retweeted it. It was the picture of David Wright in the booth, and it was the Captain America thing.
What?
It was like a picture of David Wright in the booth, and it was like then like on the side was like a picture of Captain America when he was an old man.
Oh yeah,
that got a good laugh out of me.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah, that's my thoughts. All right, Game of Thrones.
Wait, what was that other part? What was the other part go like?
So Game of Thrones, episode 4, pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, beginning. Okay.
Very horny. Very horny.
Yeah, oh. Buddy. You know what I gotta say?
What?
Wait, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched
Game of Thrones. Alright, you fuck off. You had time to watch it.
You got a point. Yeah. Alright, I mean, if Brienne didn't want to get her heart broken, Tormund was there, so.
That's true. And Tormund left because of her. Just saying.
And Tormund was like, Tormund's... True Wither says, Tormund is someone every guy should look up to. He was like, yeah, I shot my shot. I lost. Now I just gotta go home. Rethink the game plan.
Get a free dog with me to make my life better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, fuck Jon Snow. They didn't say bye to Snow.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow, look at my tank, Jon Snow. So yeah, Jon Snow didn't. And then did you hear what the guy said? One of the directors said.
Oh my God! Shut up, guy! Please.
He said he didn't say bye to Jon the ghost because it didn't fit in their CGI budget. What the fuck does that mean?
What an ass! Get an actual wolf.
Jon Snow said it was petting a dragon a couple episodes before.
And there was a dragon getting shot in the face in this episode.
Whoa! We didn't get to that part yet. But yeah, fuck that person. Very annoying part of the TV show was all the woman saying, I can't believe Bran is so heartbroken over having sex twice. Like, fuck off. That's what love does to you, all right? I don't know that because I don't love anything because I'm a lonely, hollowed old man. But still, that's what love is.
Yes.
Starbucks, the coffee cup, which wasn't actually a Starbucks cup, was in the show. They forgot to edit that out.
It was just a coffee cup. I don't know why people kept saying Starbucks.
It looked like a coffee cup, a Starbucks cup. But people being like, oh, the people are so lazy. Whoa, shut up. Who cares? It didn't affect the scene.
It is a bad look that apparently the directors put themselves in that same scene.
Yeah, they would put that in the scene and they looked right at the coffee. Fuck the directors, man. Those two directors suck.
Yeah, they've really just been.
The person who directed this episode was very good, though.
Can we get into the big part then?
Yeah, the dragon. R.I.P. Rhaegar? No, was it? I don't care what the dragon name
is. Yeah, Rhaegon. Rhaegon,
yeah. Rip Rhaegon. Whew. Somehow the dragons couldn't see the Iron Fleet in the sky.
Shot in the face.
Yeah.
What an out of nowhere scene, too.
Yeah, wonder why that rumor got ruined for me now? The director said, Daenerys forgot about the Iron Fleet. That's why he got shot down.
What?
Yep.
I thought it was just like they didn't expect it.
Yeah, but
why would you say that?
The director said they forgot all about them.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, very stupid. And then another stupid part about it, they have fucking Bran. Why didn't they use Bran? Bran can be like, oh yeah, let me go see what Serge is doing right now. Oh, she's masturbating, thinking of her brother. All right, let me go a little bit more about in the past. Oh wow, they're gonna send Iron Fleet and ambush the thing. That's all they have to do. All
right. Now let's go a little bit more in the past and watch Cersei have sex with her brother. And then
Jenny pushes me off the ledge. That was the best day of my life because now I'm going to kill myself.
Let's go a little bit more in the future and watch Pod have sex. Yes.
I don't think they can go in the future.
No, I mean like future.
I want to see that big hog Pod has.
The magic cock. You're the one with the magic cock.
Now, so yeah, and now Rhaegon?
Rhaegon, I think.
Rhaegar? One of the dragon number two. That's what I'm going to call it. Dragon number two is now dead. That shot through the neck. I was like, I thought the first shot was going to be fine, but when it went through that neck, I was like, oh my god, I can't really just kill another dragon.
The blood went everywhere. Yeah.
And then Daenerys just does not know how to use dragons. She's like, oh
man. So stupid. Also, the thing where, like, Salter is bringing up a good point. Like, we legit just fought the battle of the army of the dead. Can we have a week to breathe, please? And she's like, no, but every day, Cersei gets stronger. You have two dragons, bitch!
Mel, I'm going to say it. I think I want Cersei's the queen now on Iron Throne. Not Cersei.
I think I'm starting to go with Sansa.
Yeah, I think Sansa's being a bad bitch. She's really learned a lot from Cersei. Like, telling Tyrion about Jon Snow and Daenerys. It's crazy.
I'm down with it. I'm just starting to get down with it. Yeah. Also, Sophie Turner is very cool.
She's very hot.
Very hot.
Yeah. And then at the end, they captured. So they when they ambushed Daenerys and the army, the North, they captured Melisandre. And then so they went to peaceful negotiations, and both of them said, if you don't surrender, then we will have war. And that's what happened. They were going to have war. Melisandre got caught very clean. That was a clean kill. Mm-hmm. And
Barry Bonds stepping up to the plate with tens of steroids going through his body.
Yeah. I saw a very funny tweet. It was like, Grey Worm is going to take the whole army by itself. The whole Westeros right now by itself because of that. That's a good tweet. I see it.
Fucking scissor, buddy.
I mean, who's going to scissor now? I can't scissor anyone else.
You can scissor Varys.
They just take digging stuff. Yeah, that's a good one, Mel. I'm not going to add anything to it. So, yeah, now we have war. But, Mel, I have a hot take.
What?
I am not a fan of Bronn in this episode.
I like Bronn. I say this in the beginning. Bronn's in it for the bag, baby.
I like that part, but I just didn't like how much of a dick he was.
I don't hate it. Bro, listen. Bronn's in it for the bag. Tyrion once asked Bronn, would you kill a baby if you were told to? And he was like, no, not if I was told to. No. He said, would you kill a baby without asking questions? He said, no. He was like, oh, what would you say? He said, how much would it be to kill the baby? He doesn't care. He'll kill an innocent baby for however money you're paying him.
Yeah, I know, but it just like he was so cool, like the Tyrion and all the whole time. And then he just came in, like, acting like a dick. I like how he broke his nose. And he broke his nose. Like, I've been broken nose since I was the same size as you. And I know your nose is not broken. That was a good line.
That was a good line. But, like, I mean, I don't – you have to look at it from his side. He's been getting dicked around by these Lannisters forever now. It has never gotten what he wanted.
And then Tyrion was like, remember what the thing I told you? If anyone tries sends you to kill me, I'll double the price. He's like, yeah, all right, I'll give you the Highgarden. Is Highgarden the place the Lannisters live?
Highgarden was where, like, Margaery was.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, that's Highgarden.
All right, so yeah. Good episode. Best episode so far of the season, probably, for me.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, and Cersei acting like a bad bitch is always the best.
Cersei's great.
When she said, I want them, I'm putting all the innocent civilians into the town capital, so when she burns it down, she looks like a bad person. Great move.
Yeah.
She knows, that's why she's so good, because she can do all this bad stuff, because she doesn't care.
She don't give a shit. And I'm starting to think Daenerys doesn't really care anymore either.
She's starting to go a little Mad King on us. I don't really like that when she does. When she kills Jon Snow, you said, I remember you texted me, you wanted her to kill Jon Snow when they were in the bedroom together.
I thought she was going to kill him, the way she looked at him.
I know a terrible thing that happened. When Jon wanted Bran to tell him about who he really was, they just cut away. That was a terrible thing to do. I just wanted to see the reaction. And they did the same thing when Sansa told Tyrion. They cut away. I want to see their reactions.
So stupid. Just let them make them say it. God.
Yeah, the more I'm talking about it, the more this show's starting to piss me off, especially this final season.
Well, I guess that's the episode for today, boys.
Yeah, good episode. That was a good episode.
And gals. Boys and gals can't discriminate.
Yeah. We get so much pussy on this episode, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah. Thanks for dropping by. Make sure you subscribe, comment. Rate. All the beautiful stuff.
Leave a review. Yeah,
that was the common part. Mail, where can I find you?
Mail Nivlum on Twitter and Nivlum on Instagram.
And you can follow me, AskWellDan, on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you and good night.
Please do your most to support the show and send it to Bebo, please.
Please and thank you.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life, this is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camps for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, it's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle men through fight pits, beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers. Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one liners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.